five earthquake, but I don't feel good. About 5 minutes before the service, nine, I got dizzy headed, got sick. I don't know if I'm going to open up the Bible or not. I'm going to do a little testifying. I could have sat back there and looked at Gary and said, I'm too sick. I don't think I want to try. I'm going to try my best to do a little testifying and tell everybody what God means to me.
Amen.
Long about 20-something years ago, I was probably one of the most foul-mouthed men who ever lived, I guess. Didn't care about nobody, didn't care about himself. And finally one day, I noticed something that was, I'm just going to push this way. I noticed an object in my way, and I didn't know what that object was. But that was one day that I seen, when I seen that object, I didn't know exactly, and I didn't understand. But I finally figured it out after a little while. It was the Lord standing in front of me saying, come to me. And I kind of walked around like, you know, all of us do, to start with. I walked around him and said, I don't have time right now. I need to stretch my life up. I need to quit this and need to quit that.
Amen.
So I walked around. I took the easy detour around the subject there. And I just kept walking and kept walking. And finally, there's that object again right there in front of me. I got to hang on. There's that object in front of me again. And finally, one day, I looked down and I said, what? What do you want? He said, come to me. He said, I'll make your life a whole lot better. I said, my life's okay. I got a nice, pretty nice vehicle. Got me a home. My bills are paid. I got a good job. I'm fine. He said, yeah, but what about after you die?
Amen.
I said, what's after you're dead? He said, one or two places. I'm going to get back over here. He said, one or two places? I said, what places are them? I mean, my grandpa was a Christian man. And I'm sure she's knew him. Baz Smith. I thought that movie was a really good Christian man of mine, though. But I mean, I didn't want to listen to none of that. I mean, I had, like a lot of people in the world, I had everything I wanted. And finally, I detoured around again. But there was one day. There was one day that object stood in front of me. And my life has not been the same. So one day, that object that was in front of me, I stood there, I talked to him. Finally, I said, okay, I'll try. So I went ahead, went to church, and I got saved. The Lord drawed me, and I got saved. He's right, my life ain't been the same. And I'm going to tell you something. There ain't nothing out here in this world that can give you a better feeling. There ain't nothing out here in the world that can give you a better high. There ain't nothing out there that can make you drunk like the Lord can. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get drunk in the Lord's Spirit, that's the best feeling, and there's no hangover. There's no headaches. There's no sick stomach. There's no standing over a commode with I got right there. There is nothing but sweet love, unconditional love,
amen.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dizzy headed. I can't hardly stand up. And I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do. When the Lord saved my soul, when I finally accepted God in my life, I turned everything that I had over. Lord called me to preach. I ran for the longest, but when I got saved, I said, I'll do anything you want me to do. But when he called me to preach, I said, not that. So I ran. But I'm going to tell you something. Standing behind this sacred desk right here is probably one of the most loving privilege that anybody could ever do. This sacred desk right here is the most beautiful thing in the world, because you get to hold God's Word in your hand. You get to deliver it to everybody that has their ear opened up to the Word.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you something, that's the most gratifying feeling that anybody could ever experience in their lifetime. I've seen people get up and witness. I've seen people get up and testify. But I'm going to tell you something. When I was out there, before I started preaching, I used to testify too. Now I'm going to tell you something that helped. That was a really good blessing. But when you stand up and preach God's Word, that out there is something special. It, to me, I felt really privileged that God one day looked at me and said, "Preach my word." I want to thank Him for that. I want to thank Him for my brother that gives me an opportunity. I want to thank Him for the church. I love every one of you. I praise God for you with all of my heart. I don't know if anybody got anything out of this, but I'll tell you what I did. Because I was going to just sit back there. And I told the Lord, I said, if I can just get up there, I said, I'll just testify. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Him. I want to thank the Lord. That the day that He called me out, and I did accept. I want to praise Him. Praise Him for that sacred task. And I thank you for the opportunity. Amen. I don't know if any one of you guys want to preach or not. If anybody's got anything to say.
What do you
say? You can preach, sing, whatever. I just want God to give what the Lord put on my heart and that's all I had. Thank the Lord.
Eric, you've not got a word on your heart. Luke 2:95, and you've heard me say this time before. You're going to hear me say this. I'm not going to take no whooping or beating before I leave these doors tonight.
Amen.
Brother Joe, I've got to share this.
Boy, brother.
Ever since last night. You know, 2:95 is Jesus paid it all. He paid it all for us. We didn't pay no admission fee to be saved. We didn't pay no admission fee. Our ticket was free, just accept it. Joe shared that. Last night in today's service, we didn't pay no admission fee coming to His house. Holy Spirit, like the same, was free. You know, as a lot of people paid the high price ticket, went and got a big fancy meal last night. Let me tell you, they missed out on a blessing last night when they didn't come. Had delivered. The invitation was extended for one and all. So they wanted the opportunity to come for a singing. I thank God that He opens our hearts and our doors to welcome Him in to be saved. He saved me in 1985. It's not been an easy road. But He paid it all. None of us can ever pay what He paid. But we can serve Him. We can walk that walk. We can keep that talk and stay in the Word till the end, till He calls us home, and be a witness and testimony for Him. And this song, "Paid It All," means a lot to me, because I know He paid it all for me. And what better way to fellowship and to listen to the song service? That little girl last night, years from last night, she can testify in school. She can do what she wants to deliver. Yeah, something's going to stop her. She can do what, you know, a lot of things that she wants to do. But one word she says might touch another child or an adult. And what a witness she can have. And I just thank God. I thank Him for the song service last night, for the service this morning, the service tonight. I just thank him all, but I thank him for paying it all.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength and need is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, finding me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all,
yes,
all to give my all. Sin had left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Amen.
For now indeed I find thy power and might alone can change a leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to be my own. Sin had left the crimson stain, he was. I stand in him complete. Jesus died, my soul to save, my lips shall still repay. Jesus paid it all to him my own. Sin and left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
I just thank the Lord for being here, and it's been a beautiful day, been a wonderful day, and I'm glad that Joe got up here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, the devil knew he wanted to try to bring us down, but as long as we keep going,
that's right.
As long as we put our foot trust in the Lord and put our best foot forward, he'll be there to catch us.
That's right.
And Joe didn't fall not one time tonight. I thank the Lord had him up pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate testimonies. We live in a land that is unpredictable.
Yeah.
We used to kind of plan for what lies out there next week.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil, the ways are working, we don't know what might happen.
Right.
But one thing is for sure, hold on. God's unchanging.
That's right.
It used to be an old song. Hold to God. That's
right.
Personally, I hope that's on that tape with me. I'm fixing it again. There was a lady give me a cassette tape last night. And of a man that's, I guess he's been dead, maybe going on for 15 years, maybe more. And when I started preaching, he'd been preaching 65 years then. And I don't know what all was on the tape. Him singing, him preaching. I hope there's a little bit of both. I don't know. Old man Herschel Phillips. And wherever you saw him, wherever. Whatever he was doing, he had the sweetest smile. And he talked to him with compassion. It was a lot of help to me. And I cherish that taste that he just gave me. Eric's going to make some CDs, and I'll have some extra. Anybody want to come up? Anybody else got a word, got a testimony, something to say?
Jerry, I've been there all the time.